connected, I guess. Yeah. Shouldn't they know?
No, they don't. Idiots. The buildings are probably connected.
We're reporting at the scene of a fire, an invisible fire.
This is Kermit the Frog here. We're on the scene.
And, she's coming out. She's coming out. She's coming out. Look,
is
right
she?
There. I think she's going to try to sneak out, pretend she was never there. Look.
Wow.
like a trapped animal.
She
get me
really
out.
In trouble, like she do not
want to
come out, bro.
Go. That's what I'm telling you. Go tell him.
In trouble.
She set the whole alarm off. So we're
Well, at least it went off.
Yeah, it works. That's I'm glad. So we're on scene here at the crime.
Why is she hiding behind the metal barrier? Like they can't see her through the window.
Because she's so tiny. Look, you can't see her. First thing, is this hoe Asian? Because I want her doing coronavirus in my donuts.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, I went there.
All right, so tell them what's going on. So we're in front of a donut shop. We were supposed to do a podcast.
Yeah, we're supposed to do a podcast today.
And as we were about to walk in there to do the podcast, we just see all these lights going off like a fire alarm,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we're like, what the fuck is going on? And, you know, they're closed. The place next door is closed. The place next door is closed. The place next to that is a restaurant where people are literally eating food and dinner. The lights are just going off and shit. And then the lady comes out of the donut shop, all perplexed. She's on her phone. And then she goes back in. And then all of a sudden a fire truck shows up. And I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, they're looking for what set it off. They're thinking it's this, I guess like a... I don't know what this shop does next to the donut store.
I think it's a restaurant. And, you know, the logo is a fire.
Something. Maybe it's a pottery place.
Yeah, it's like a little kiln.
So, but yeah, the hoe is still in this donut place. She's hiding.
It looks like she's hiding.
She is definitely. She's on the phone. She's panicked.
Maybe she's high as fuck. And then she just sets something off and she doesn't realize. And she's like, oh my God. Are they going to blame me for it? Like, yeah.
So,
she might be.
She might be. I'm telling the Black Mystery Girl to go rat on her to the firefighters.
Firefighters aren't going to arrest her or anything.
I mean, I would agree with that, but you set the whole fire alarm off in a building? Shit, bro. Yeah. I mean, you can't win against fire.
You can't win against fire.
That's a bumper sticker
right
there.
Said the Venusaur. What?
That's right, exactly.
Leaf.
Represent.
Checking in.
So, oh look, they're leaving.
They're leaving.
Oh, fuck. I told you.
So, how long until they leave that she sneaks out?
She did. Well, that's exactly what she did.
I would have left.
I just want to know what set it off. What set off the alarm?
I don't know. At first, I assumed somebody broke in the back of this other place. But apparently, that's not what happened. So, I don't know. Eventful night. See, she disappeared in the back now.
Well, there goes the fire truck, right?
Yeah, the fire truck's leaving. Look, if what we learned here today is when you do something wrong...
Fake it till you make it?
Mm-hmm. Fake it till you make it. Also...
Nobody about this. I hope nobody ever listens to this podcast.
Hide. Hide and hide after you committed a crime, probably. You got to hide all the evidence.
Deny everything, right?
That's right, deny everything. See, that's what the government does. Like, they got a bunch of aliens from Mars... And they're just like, we don't have those. Same principle here. Look, there she is.
Where is she?
Right there.
She came out the back. And she's on the phone still, like, oh, shit.
She like, oh.
Wow.
It was a whole fire truck.
Wow.
Not like the fire truck back home with the ox and buckets of water. Real fire truck. Hey man, how do you guys have fire trucks in Mexico?
Yeah, dog. Wait, do we? I don't know.
It's been a long
time. Right? Have to, right?
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, have to, man.
Hey, you guys got fire trucks in Chicago? It's just a black guy named Fire Truck. He
comes out, he's like,
he's like, water.
I thought you can go the horrible version of that where he comes out like,
hey, I got something to put that fire out.
Wow. Check out this fire hose. Takes a little work to get this one going, though.
Work fast, you want to save your home. Anyways, hey, so there you go.
I dare you. I'll give you $20 right now, dude. I have a crisp 20 in my pocket.
Okay.
I need you to run into that restaurant and be like, fire, fire, and then just run back out.
Oh, fuck. No, no.
Come on, man.
I got a pirate leg right now, man. My leg's not doing...
How many pirate leg? You got a John Jones kick?
Yeah, I did. So I'm rehabbing it currently. It's not a...
Good thing you said something. I was about to kick you in the leg earlier.
Fuck. Why?
Just tell you I love you and shit? I don't know. Fucking straight leg kick you right above the knee, just where the meat
That's
is
exactly where it hurts.
Yeah,
too.
Where the meat is, it catches most of that damage. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, yeah, man, that's where it hurts. So it's doing a little better, but still a little sore. So I can't get out of the vehicle quickly.
He's got tuck and roll like that one commercial. Just leave it and drive, and then just roll out, and then just hope the car stops somewhere nicely.
No, all right, no lie, look. I tolerate the people I work with when I'm taking them places. But sometimes I'm like, if I just jump out this vehicle with these people in it, this car will stop safely, right? And then I'm like, no, it won't. And then thirdly, I'm like, but I'll get fucked up because I'm jumping out of a moving car. And I'm not even high when I'm thinking that. I'm just like, no, I'm the ones gonna get fucked up. They're in the car. They'll be protected. I'm jumping on like the freeway. I'm gonna get fucked up.
It's starting to sound like you need to find a new job, dog. It's starting to sound like your tolerance for the bullshit, as I like to call it, is pretty much.
I'm like, what if I punch this guy out right now? Will he punch me back?
He might be fucking, like, you know, superhuman. He might just GSP tackle you and just ground and pound.
They are superhuman. I've told many stories how they're super strong. You want something built, man. Oh, you want to taste their skills before you go pro, son. In MMA, you got to fight one of them.
Shit.
Fighting them is like probably fighting Overeem on all his stack. It's just like, he's giving you Muay Thai knees and you're like, ugh.
You know what's really fucking funny and racist and horribly insulting at the same time?
Okay.
Do you remember the 1980s movie The Goonies?
I do.
When there was what was the politically correct way to call those people now?
Goons.
No. Talking about the fucking people you work with, Julio.
Special.
Sure. There's a special dude that was tied up. Spoiler, by the way. If you haven't seen the movie from 1980s, go fuck yourself. The dude that's in the bottom who's what? Special? Whatever the word is we're using now.
He's special needs.
That doesn't insult people. There's a special dude tied up somewhere in some labyrinth or whatnot. And the moment somebody befriends him, like, he's fucking super strong. Mm-hmm. Like, he just rips out of his tied chair and ropes and shit. I'm like, that is horribly insulting. And they went fucked up with that makeup. I was like, wow.
I mean, back then they didn't know that there was such thing as special people.
What are you talking about? They literally created a character that has special powers, is super strong, and is totally special. He can't even say words right. He just says weird murmurings and shit.
They just thought he was,
It's kind of funny how things have changed in like 30 years.
They just thought he was a little slower than the others.
Yeah. More ways than one, I guess.
Yeah, man. That's,
Well, this ended not climactically. I was hoping to see a building on fire.
I thought at least the cops would come out and be like, hey, you people in that car, why are you doing that? Like, doing what, officer?
You'd be like, why are all you minorities in this area in one car? This can't be good. You must have planned this. We're going to arrest you now.
That is true. I forget that I'm a minority sometimes.
What do you think you are, fool?
I mean, I listen to
You're like, I am the Aryan race of the fucking Hitler
youth. Man. That's why
fuck out of here.
Listen to all that John Mayer.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think John Mayer is your problem. I think that other bitchy chick's your problem.
Which one?
What's her name?
Which one?
That one that's always bitching about guys fucking her over.
Oh, fuck. I haven't listened to her in fucking
whatever.
2 years,
you know what
yo.
I'm talking about. What's her name?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that dumb hoe.
Oh.
Can't stand Taylor Swift. I cannot stand
that. Oh, I see
that
lady again.
Hoe.
Yeah, I know. I can't stand her either.
Yeah, fucking whatever.
No, dude. She was making good music, and then she's like, then she switched to, like, I don't know what, her fucking new stance on she hates men.
Been like that forever.
Who fucked her over. And I'm like, okay, but that's cool and everything. But can you write a good song? And no. The answer is no. No, she can't. And she's like, oh, people treat me so bad. I'm like, no, they really don't. Shut the fuck up. Write some good music. And no. Just can't. We just can't have that no more. So that got ruined. So yeah, I can't stand that hoe anymore.
Is this chick not out of this building
No,
yet?
She's not. I just saw her. She's making donuts.
This late? Well, maybe that's what happened. Maybe she saw the alarm and she was making donuts and then she's like, oh, I better get out of here before the building explodes.
I mean, it's possible. But yeah, man. So there you go. All right, man. What'd you do this week? What went on in Big Papa Smurf's life?
What the fuck did go on? I've been tired as fuck, man. I've been doing a lot of shit, getting stuff done, getting stuff cracking. My car's been clean. Did you see my car, dog?
I saw your car.
That shit's glossy. It's like a goddamn mirror. It's like that paint is beautiful.
It's pretty nice, man. You ready to own those streets?
That shit took me 5.5 hours, dog. That was no joke.
I saw you. You were doing it with the toothbrush going over it finely.
Yeah, man. You got to get all those, you know.
Did you find all your boost leaks?
No, I still have one. I have one, but I know where it is. But in order for me to fix it, I got to buy some parts.
It's under the engine.
I got to buy some parts that I'm unwilling to spend more money on at the moment. So the car will continue to have that small leak for a while. It will survive.
I saw that and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, a little fucking leak to just shooting smoke out of.
Yeah, yeah. I remember you and Splinter saw doing that last time. I was like, hey, guys, should it have all this smoke coming out? You're like, no, we should not.
No, we should not. We should never have that much smoke coming out.
I was like, oh, that's cool. That means it's working. No, yeah,
it's just like that. It's just like that.
It does not mean that. It does not mean that.
Yeah, so, but the car is good. The car is good, dog. I'm basically getting it to a level where I feel like it's acceptable for the summer. You know, the time I don't use it.
Right.
And basically next winter is a pony.
That's when
it goes down.
Assuming the coronavirus don't kill us all.
Man, everybody's got this bullshit about the coronavirus. Do you see that people are starting to advertise masks?
Yeah.
I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Those shitty ass little like masks that you just clip on your ears, don't do shit. Don't do shit. And if you really, really look at shit, you need to create a seal around your mouth.
Right.
There's a joke there.
Anyways, sort of mouth condom.
Yes. You need to create a tight seal, okay? Those little bitch-ass things that you just accordion over your mouth don't do shit.
Yeah. You need some sort of whole face condom, preferably.
Yeah. And if you have facial hair, good fucking luck. Welcome that coronavirus. Yeah. Because that's not creating seal when you got fucking shit poking at the mask.
Yeah. I don't know. People keep going on about that. I'm like, look, man, you're going to die. It's just going to be that way.
Get over it.
Damn, fire truck's busy tonight.
Yeah, people are canceling. I mean, I feel bad for people that are canceling vacations and trips. I mean, imagine if you had like a trip prepaid to like China for some fucking reason. You're like, I want to go see the Great Wall of China. And now you're like, fuck the Great Wall. I ain't trying to eat no bats out there.
Yeah, you think, fuck, I don't even want Chinese food anymore, right? You think that's going to take a hit?
These days, man, you don't really have Chinese people making your food. It's basically Mexicans in the back making your Chinese food.
I mean, the one place I go, I see the Chinese people right there.
Yeah, you might not want to eat at that one.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying.
It's time for you to go Panda Express only.
Dude, me and Black Mr. Girl can't eat Panda Express anymore.
Why?
Because last time we did it, we had explosive diarrhea.
It's probably from all that ass you've been eating. That's probably the problem.
No, man. It was from the fucking nasty ass panda. Because, you know, they don't use any real chicken in that shit.
What is it then?
I don't know. Mongoose? I don't know what the fuck. Wow.
You're like raccoon that's imported from Louisiana?
Yeah, man. Wild fucking sand shrew? I don't know. Something random. And then, you know, whatever. Like, what the fuck is really when you think about it? Like, see, some more shit that I'm thinking when I'm not even high, but I could have fooled you. What is really sweet and sour sauce? Like, what is it made out of?
There's a joke in there that I'm not going to go for because it's a little too easy.
Nasty.
Sweet and sour sauce. It's too easy. I mean, too easy. This is a sophisticated, refined podcast. I can't go for those simple ones.
Just like, but I mean, really, what is it? And then secondly, if it is something, should I be trusting Panda Express to make it?
I imagine at that point, it's just something that they're just getting out of a jar.
Exactly.
It's just like a big old giant, you know, those giant jars of mayonnaise. That's what I picture that shit coming out of.
That's fucking gross.
It's a giant fucking pre-made jar of just sweet and sour juice or what is it? Sauce.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying.
Sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah, man. Because I was working one day, then I took my mutant out later. Then I was like, yo, dog, you're going to have to sit down here for a second. I got to take a massive, unholy shit.
And you just tell him to sit there and he's going to just abide? He just waits for
you? Yeah, I was like, stay here, mutant. He's like, "Will do." That's his voice. "Will do."
You don't like.
No, you know, you can't. He can't do anything. He's hopeless.
Okay, that's good.
I was like, "You wait outside. I'm gonna take this massive, unholy shit. It's just gonna implode this work toilet." And that's what I did.
I thought you were gonna like tie him to a fucking pole and be like, "I'll be back."
No. He's pretty good.
Put a little bowl of water or something, and you're like, "I'll be back."
No. He's pretty good about staying in the place I tell him to. So, yeah.
So, once again, you were going to Panda?
Yeah, and I went to Panda. And that's why I had that explosive shit, because I ate the Panda earlier in the day for lunch. I was like, oh, let me get some Panda. This smells good. And then 5 hours later, 6 hours later, bam, explosive shit. Just, I felt bad for the cleaning crew coming up later.
Oh, damn, dog. Just blow it up like it shot you out the fucking seat. Yeah. Just fucking propelled you up and shit.
Yeah, that's man. I was worried. I was like,
that's fucked up.
I was like, man, I hope it can flush all this. I need one of those strong ass toilets. I want one of those strong ass toilets that they have like at, you know, like Walmart, where it has that strong ass flush where it's like,
wow. You need one of those, huh?
Yeah, man. Just saying.
You gotta flush in between sessions. You can't just sit there and let it come out and peekaboo you in the ass. You know what I'm saying?
It's touching me.
Oh, can we change the subject? What the fuck, yo? Why are we in this subject right now?
I don't know.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Just saying.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
So it's touching me like this.
It's all, hey, I want to go back. I liked it there.
That's fucking gross. Hey, speaking of that.
Speaking of that?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Fucking, I told you my dog shit all over the floor.
Dude, something's wrong with Halo. Halo is very old now, though.
She is like 90.
How old is she now?
107.
10?
Like, yeah.
8?
107.
For a dog her size, man, she's probably roughing it the way out now.
Yeah, I was telling Black Mr. Girl, I held the cold shit in my hand, dude. That's fucking never good.
Okay, first of all, it's cold. That's probably not good.
Well, yeah, because it had been there for a while.
Home. I thought you literally caught it when it happened.
That's fucking disgusting. Why would I do that?
Because you're trying to be proactive and not let shit sit in a fucking floor all day.
No, I came.
You're like,
home.
No, I'll come back to it. Don't worry, I'll come back to it. I'll wait till it cools down. I don't want to pot shit in my hand. Let it aerate.
I mean,
percolate the fucking
room. I mean, it's a little true. I don't like warm cookies, so.
Disgusting. You're like, look, Mom, I got a new air freshener in the house. Guess what it is?
No.
Can you smell it?
Oh, shit.
If you take a guess, I'll let you figure it out.
It smells like grass.
Oh, what the fuck, yo? What did you? What kind of rabbit hole did you take us down?
Anyways,
disgusting.
Go to the other door, bro. Go to the other door. No, because I came home and it
was already there waiting for you.
It was already there waiting for me, man.
It was like peekaboo, motherfucker.
I was going to go rub out a relaxation nut and I couldn't do it.
Like after a hard day of work, I treat myself with one nut. After a hard, struggling work of dealing with the special people, I reward myself with one regular nut.
Oh, Sam.
I'll put my headphones on.
Oh, say. Okay.
She doesn't want to hear the debaucherousness.
Yeah, man, I got to get that relaxation nut.
Just puts you right in the good mood, right?
Yeah.
After a hard, long day of just dealing with struggles.
Yeah.
You're struggles, like, I need one to recenter yourself.
Yeah, you know, not one that you're working for. You know, where you got to be like,
You're talking about like an easy one.
Yeah,
just a quickie.
Just like, yeah, there you go. Yeah. You know, just a quick 8 minute, however long that video is.
8 minutes, Jesus.
You know, just a nice one.
Going for the whole 8 minutes, huh? Good for you.
That's right, man. You got to set your expectations.
I haven't partaked to your whole relaxation theory.
You're like, I'm going the full 40 minutes.
Go hard in the paint every time. Every time. There's no reason to half-ass it.
No. Then gets my dick used to being underperformed.
That's right. You get that Super Saiyan got Super Saiyan level for no reason, dog. You got to work your way up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess you got to train at the highest performance, right?
This guy just walking his baby around? What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, man. Babies. And he's looking at houses. Damn. He has a baby and looking at houses? I need that type of money, man.
These fucking people over here doing just having a conversation outside in the parking lot? Like, unlike these two weirdos who are holding mics and doing that?
Yeah, man. We're doing the same thing. What the fuck are you talking about?
Dude, I guess I shouldn't be talking shit.
Well, though, those fucking milk tank over there at the other Starbucks, fucking annoying.
Anyways, what's going on with your week, man? What's going on with you?
So we started a new job at our company.
What's the new job?
We're working the spring training games. Bussy's gonna be jealous.
Yeah, I noticed that you were going to a lot of games. I was like, this fool ain't paying for those. He's working
Hell
those.
No, I'm working those. I'm working in the retail section now, son.
Oh snap! What are you gonna get me? What are you
gonna fucking get? Nothing, because employees get no discounts whatsoever.
You get no discounts?
Yeah.
Dude, have you ever seen? Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah, no discounts.
I mean, I don't want anything, but you get no discounts. That's fucked up.
I know. That's what I said. Not even on food.
What?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, man.
Those baseball players are making plenty of money.
Yeah, and apparently, the dude who's in charge of it all, I guess they were complaining to him that some of the baseball players were complaining to him that they're not making enough.
Oh, yeah? They're not making enough?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, baseball players.
And he was complaining, and he was telling us, he's like, you guys make fucking enough. Get the fuck over it.
What is an average? Oh, I'm going to look this up because I don't know if you know this.
He was saying, I think it's like $3.5 million they make.
Get the fuck out of here. If you're breaking a mill, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Who's that baseball player? I'm going to choke his ass out. I'm going to sneak in there. I'm going to get a job there just so I can figure out which one he is. I'm going to choke his ass out.
Yeah. So but
fuck out of here.
The dude who's in
money.
Charge of, I guess, of this spring training place right here is or I don't know if he's in charge of all of them, but I guess he's in charge of this place. I guess he does he's also in charge of putting together the U.S. Open.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said too.
So that guy must be making cash, right?
Oh yeah. Oh fuck yeah. Because that's what I said. I was like, how the fuck are you doing this little spring training one? Because we're in a smaller town up there. We're not like in Scottsdale or in Phoenix. We're, up in the smaller town. For two smaller teams, too. I'm like, how the fuck did this guy get put to this one? But he was telling us what he does. He's like, yeah, me and the other guy, which I met, too, he's like, yeah, we're in charge of putting together the U.S. Open in New York every year. I was like, dude, that's fucking crazy.
He must be part of a, like, he probably does one piece of it, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. He was like telling
he doesn't
us,
do the whole thing.
No, he was telling us, I guess there's like four parts to it. Like, so that guy who was talking to us is in charge of like getting everybody who does like the merch.
He still must be making.
Yeah, he's doing all the retail stuff. And then the other guy's in charge of doing everybody who's doing concessions. And then I think there's another lady who's in charge of like paying all those people. So they all got different parts. But I mean, still, even if you're doing just one part of the U.S. fucking Open for tennis, that's fucking crazy, son.
Yeah, he's making money.
That's fucking crazy. I was like, wow.
He was making money.
I was like, I don't know how my director got even in contact with you because... If I was you, I wouldn't even waste my time.
Money. Us.
Yeah, man.
Money.
So I was like, I'm impressed.
That's that guy's making money.
Fuck it. And then he came to work. He came to his, that's his work. We went to his work with a U.S. Open shirt on yesterday. I was like, wow, that's impressive. I am impressed.
Times money.
10. Yeah, man.
That guy's a one percenter probably. That guy's like, hey, I can't go to. The stands this weekend. I gotta go. The fucking yacht needs maintenance again. Fucking yacht. Jesus. After my wife said that she wanted a yacht, it was like, oh, I guess I gotta get a yacht.
Oh, yeah.
You know how much maintenance a yacht is? You gotta park it. You gotta clean the barnacles off of it. You gotta polish the shit. It's take special kind of fuel. You need maintenance people. Fucking yachts. It's like, bro, you gonna get slapped. Get
yeah,
the fuck
man.
Out of here.
It's crazy. I guess he says he travels, a lot of the time, all year.
Yeah, probably a good percentage of that is on his yacht. I feel like I'm probably rolling.
You want a yacht?
He's one of the old dudes that has young hoes from Instagram probably on his yacht.
It's possible. It's possible. I'm not going to lie to you. It's possible. But that was crazy. That's what I've been doing all week, though. I've been going back and forth with my army of mutants. One that's been doing the merch tent.
Who's that fucking dude on the Ninja Turtles who has all the robots or all the rats? The Rat King or some shit?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're essentially the Rat King, but instead of rats, you have quote-unquote special people or mutants, as you like to call them.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Yeah, you're essentially that guy.
I am that guy.
You're like, you do that job. You do this job.
Yeah, man.
You
there you go.
Make sales.
Yeah, so I got one guy on the register working the merch, ringing it all up. And that fucking makes me nervous as hell.
That he's working with money?
Oh, yeah, man.
What if he's, you know...
Good at it? No, you'd be wrong. He's not good at it, so...
Maybe he's one of those savants that's just really good with money.
He wasn't. Oh. I had to make sure he was. The first day was a little rough. A little rough. But we got through it.
What do you mean? Was he like...
So here's your change. Although, you know, it wasn't entirely his fault. But it was also my company's fault. Because, you know, my company was like, yeah, he's good on the register. I'm like, okay. But our company only gives, like, he's used to seeing dollars and, like, $5, right? So at spring training, they're giving him, like, 50s and 100s.
Ballin'.
Yeah, yeah.
Ballin'.
Like, one of his first sales was, like, $250. The dude literally gave him $300 and wanted the change back. So, you see, I mean, it's not entirely his fault. It's a lot of money to be holding. Even I was like, hey, I don't know what the change is on that, so hold the fuck up.
Yeah, man. That's over there, everything's so fucking expensive.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like, you're going over there and you're dropping cash. Like, yeah, popcorn is like $10. You got a drink that's $10. You want another drink, that's $10.
Yeah, man.
You have family, that's nachos, a drink. You got maybe some popcorn. You got some peanuts. You got some, you know, whatever. Money.
Yeah, man.
Money.
Yeah, man.
Money. That yacht maintenance don't pay for itself, dog.
You, if you want the yacht maintenance,
you gotta get it.
Gotta get
fork
it,
over son. That cash. Cash money.
That's right.
Yeah, fuck all that noise. Yeah, fuck, man, all that noise.
That's what we've been doing. Oh, the other dude refills the hot dog area, like the condiments.
Yeah, the condiment. Okay.
So there you go.
Well, that's not bad. How much can you fuck that up unless he puts like the mustard and the ketchup and the relish and like the whatever, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, ah, shit, I got mustard on my hot dog.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's he gets a little lazy about it, but you know, that's why I'm right there. I'm like, get that fucking mustard going. Come on. But you know. So there you go. It's my week. But I do a lot of walking back and forth, so a little tired. Getting them steps in, getting that exercise in, as you would say.
Well, good. Get that exercise while they're getting that money. That's right. Hopefully giving the right money back.
Yep. That's what makes me most nervous. When he counts his drawer at the end of the day, I'm like, ugh. Feel that blood pressure go up a bit. I'm like, ugh, please be right.
He's like, Ruben, there's over $1,000 on here that it's not accounted for. You're like, give me that $1,000 just so you don't get in trouble.
Right. Yeah, man. But anyways, that's what I've been doing. So, yep, there you go.
Nice.
Working, son. Working.
I know you've been working a lot, man. Fucking trying to get a podcast in with you is like pulling teeth and shit.
Man, I was available last week and this week. And the week before, I don't know what happened. You just did not reply to my text.
What are you talking about?
And I was like, oh, I know what that means.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, exactly.
No, we did a podcast last week.
The week before that.
What happened the week before that?
Exactly.
I was that's the weekend I work, wasn't it? Or the weekend you were sick. Whatever.
I don't know. I don't know, whatever. Sorry. But yeah, no, anytime you don't text me back, I'm assuming you're getting your dick sucked.
Wow. Anytime. Is that how it goes, huh?
Yep, just anytime.
Any free time I got, I'm like, hey.
Any free time.
Hey.
If I don't see Instagram posts with you working on the car,
you're dick like, suck. Then the dick sucked.
If you're not at a funeral, dick sucked.
You're like, it is Tuesday at 6 a.m. He's not working on his car, so, well, must be getting his dick
must be getting a dick sucked. I know he's at work. But he hasn't told me that he hates his job, dick sucked, at work.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah, it must be what he's saying.
Shit, great. I think I live a different life than you picture.
Yeah. I gotta live, vicariously through you?
I guess so. you're like, huh, interesting. He hasn't replied to my text yet. It's at 11 o'clock at night. Must be getting his dick sucked.
Yeah. I'm like, it's Wednesday. Who the fuck works on Thursday?
Must be getting his dick sucked.
Fucking heathens. Yeah, man.
All right. Well, anyways, I was going to tell you something, but let me look at my notes here because I forgot. Forgot, son. A random thing. Did you hear that in British Columbia? Oh, wait. No, that's in Canada.
That's in Canada.
In Britain. Great Britain, the Great Britain, the former conqueror of the unknown world.
Right.
They now change their laws so that, like, you are automatically an organ donor unless you decide not to. You have to opt out, basically.
Yeah, they should do that. I agree with that.
No, they already did it.
Yeah, no, we should do that here.
I agree. We should do that here. Because all these people are big talkers, right? They're like, yeah, man, if I die, you can have my organs, right? And I'm cool with that. Unless you're going to do some weird shit, right? Like, if you're going to use me to, like, test coronavirus, you know what I'm saying? I don't want that. You know what I'm saying?
So you want your organs used for coronavirus testing?
No. What I'm saying is I don't want that. I want my body used for science.
Okay.
All right?
So if they're like, wow, this man had a well-endowed penis, we're going to put this on display.
No, that's not what I want. At least donate to somebody. Maybe somebody got like a dick shot off and they're like, oosh. Here, transfer that dick over here. Transfer that dick over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what if someone took a bullet to the dick and then I died and they're like, hey. They're like, hey. They're like, hey, go take that dude that looks like he's a tripod. Take that dude and transplant that dick on this guy. He got his dick shot off. You know what I'm saying?
Like, sir, you only had a 2-inch dick. We found you the 7-plus dick you always wanted.
Yeah.
There you go.
By the way, you shouldn't be taking a call next to us, by the way. What the fuck's wrong with you? Anyways, yeah, just transplant that shit over. But yeah. It's like, if I'm sitting there on a table, a cold-ass table and shit, and some med student is just, like, trying to pop me open, they're like, oh, shit, look at this dude's dick. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, don't be doing that. I'm not interested in that. You can't be taking a podcast by calling this podcast right now. Anyways.
Hey, fuck.
Disturbing the ambiance and shit. Anyways, all I'm saying is I'm not okay with that. But if you want to donate some organs, yeah, go for it. Saving a life and shit. I'm down for that.
I agree with that.
We should do that here.
You know, I wonder why we don't do that here. I'm going to write Trump and ask him if he could do that.
Would you, knowing you though, you'd be like, I need a selection of organs. Now that we have so many organs, I need a selection.
I want the best organs.
That's right. I want the best. Like I want pro athlete like legs and shit. Or I want like pro athlete hearts.
Where's Kobe's
Oh shit. Oh, that might have been too soon. Oh, that's fucked up. He just had his fucking whatchamacallit the other day, dog. His
funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody was his crying.
Highly publicized funeral. It's like, relax, man. Relax.
I'll say that.
Jordan cried and shit. I'm like, Jordan, you've already been a meme. Chill.
Yeah, I'll say they put the meme over the meme. I was like, what are we even doing here, guys?
What is going on here?
Come on.
Yeah. But anyways. It was very touching. I saw pieces of it.
I didn't stop caring, but I was like, it's over, man. It's over.
Anyways, I don't care. I don't care that much.
Exactly.
But yeah, I was uncalled for time.
I'm just saying.
You're like, I want Kobe's dunking ability. What do I need to get that?
Yeah. I'm like, hey, I want Kobe's legs. I wanna let's see.
I want that strong heart.
Yeah, I want a great cardio. Heart. So give me I want Usain Bolt's legs and Kobe's arms. There you go.
Happy people were dead, dog. Kobe, or as far as I know, Usain is still alive.
Is he?
Breaking records and shit.
Oh, I want Michael Phelps' heart. Just be pumping dick for years, son. She'd be like, is it over? Nah, it's not.
Just getting started.
I'm just on the 70th lap. I got 30 more to go.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, man. That's what you got to do.
Pumping
dick, son.
Oh, pumping shit.
Dick. Apparently, in my list, I have people who have 2-story houses are stupid.
Okay, why are they stupid?
I'm trying to think why.
Oh, geez.
I know why. So, Black Mr. Girl's mom calls me up the other day when she was out of town. And it's like, hey. I was like, what? Second thing, how'd you get this number? She's like, hey, can you come help me move my furniture? I'm like, maybe. Why? What time? She's like, I'm like, so you don't know what time? She's like, no, I'm on my way to get it right now. I'll let you know. I'm like, I really don't want to. Like, I really don't want to. I really don't want to help you do that. She's like, no, come on. You're the only one who can help me. I'm like, fuck, fine, I guess. I'm like, what is it? She's like, oh, just some small furniture. It'll be fine. I'm like, fuck, okay. Call me when you get it. I'm expecting she's going to call me in an hour, first thing. And this is like at 2 o'clock. So I'm like, it's fine. I'll help her. I'll have my whole rest of the day. She didn't call me until like 6:30. She's like, okay, I'm on my way back now. I'm like, from where? Like, from a furniture store. They didn't have it. Then they just had it right now, so I'm on my way back now. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, all right, come on then. She's like, all right, meet me there. I'm like, all right. So I met her there. Now, small furniture, what are you thinking when somebody says small furniture?
I don't know, some side tables, some little living room table, center table.
There you go.
Some end tables.
So that's why.
Some nightstands.
There you go. That's what I'm thinking. So I pull up, and I get there before her, because why wouldn't I? And then so, and so they pull up. It's fucking two couches, son.
Ooh, is it like those big-ass ones with the reclining thing and all
no,
those,
no,
those but heavy, it, heavy no, couches?
It, no, but it's two couches. And I'm like, and I move furniture during the week, and they pay me to move furniture during the week at work with my Army of Mutants. And I'm like, I don't want to move furniture now for free. Like, I don't know how good of a person you think I am, but you're wrong. I'm not that good of a person. I'm really not. My heart is not that big. It's really not. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm here. I'm sure it'll be fine. They're like, yeah, it's going upstairs. I'm like, what? We gotta go up these small ass stairs with these couches? I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, all right, who's here to help me? She's like, well, my husband's here and you. I'm like, oh, fuck me in the ass. I'm like, so this is never gonna happen. Like, this is never going to happen. I'm like, he's a person, but he can't lift that much. One of his arms was kind of messed up. So, I don't know where they called. They called, like, their lawn guy, and he showed up. And he's like, all right, we got this. I'm like, do we have this? Because I guess they told him if he could help.
And the lawn guy's like, fuck.
I mean, he was gung-ho about it, so I don't really know what was up. I think they paid him, maybe, and I was like, why the fuck aren't I getting paid? But whatever.
It's because that's a black mystery girl to pay you. That's the way it works.
No, I want physical money. Physical money is always better.
You're like, fuck blowjobs.
I need physical money.
You're like, I don't give a fuck about blowjobs. I'm trying to get this paper.
I could hook up a vacuum cleaner to my dick anytime.
You're like, I need hard-earned American, yeah, white Americans on a bill.
I need some people who died.
Oh, fuck.
On some paper. That's right. Not my children who died just landing wherever they may land. No.
Oh, jeez.
I want some dead presidents. Anyways, so me and fat Mexican guy number two are, I don't even know his name. Oh, his name was fucking Brett or something like that.
Mexican named Brett. That's a fake Mexican.
Said, and I was like, they were like, they didn't tell me his name. So I'm like, okay, cool, let's go. So we do it. We get the first one up, like, towards the stairs, and we start trying to take it up the stairs. And I'm like, yo, dog, this ain't working. He's like, yeah, it's not really working. I'm like, yeah, I know. That's just what the fuck I said. I go, all right, here's a new idea. We'll put it on, like, the little, like, you know, where it, like, breaks to go to, like, the new set of stairs. You pick it up, and I'll grab it, like, over the railing. And so it, like, goes up to the next level, right? So he's like, all right, we could do that. And so her dad helped, too, and they pushed it up, and I picked it up over the railing. So we got one. And so I go, all right, same thing with the other one. And so the other one was a little more awkward shape, so they got it to where the little break is in the stairs, and they scratched up the wall a bit. But long story short, same thing. I picked it up all by myself. Again, I'm just holding it there and pulled it over, and I'm like, thanks for your guys' help. Appreciated that. And so, yeah. And then by the end, that fat dude Mexican number two was like, man, that was real hard. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, it's like you were pushing up while I was doing all the actual heavy lifting. Yeah, I can see why you would be so tired. But anyways, we got it up, and that's why
Your leg's fucked up?
No, no, it was fucked up before that. No, that's why you're stupid if you buy a two-story house. Buy a fucking one-story house. Or pay some movers to move your shit up two stories, because I ain't moving no more shit up two-story houses. Sorry. Can't do it. But we got them up there. So, ingenuity.
Is there like a living room in the fucking second floor for some
yeah,
reason?
Yeah, they got a big space up there, living space. So two couches up there, son. Did ooh, it. Fuck and yeah, and then it turns out that Mexican's name was like Brett. And I was like, because I asked her mom, I was like, hey, what's that dude's name? She's like, Brett, like McDonald or something. I was like, this N-word's name ain't Brett McDonald. The fuck? She's like, oh, you're so mean. I was like, Brett McDonald. You ever met a Mexican named Brett? First thing, Brett. That's a white name. Second thing, McDonald. I don't like whose identity did he steal? Like, I was like, whatever. But yeah, so there's my story about that. Buy a first story house.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Moving sucks dick. I've been doing too much of that recently, and I'm over it.
That's right, son.
Over it. If you have a lot of shit, I mean a lot of shit, hire some fucking movers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do, is hire some fucking movers.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying.
There's just no reason for you not to.
Just, yeah, my boss was telling me, too, about some shit they were trying to move. I guess the movers didn't want to move the washer up the stairs. She was like, and her, I think it was her cousin, was like, no, you're going to move that shit up the stairs. That's what we paid you for. They're like, okay, I guess we'll do it then. She was like, yeah, that's what we fucking paid you for. But I guess they couldn't do it, so the husband had to help. I was like, damn, that's fucking degrading if you're a mover, man. You can't move the shit, and, like, your profession is a mover?
Like, he's fucking hurt. Maybe he just hurt himself.
It was, like, two guys, and they couldn't do it.
Yeah, he fucked up.
Yeah, that's like being a fucking porn actor. You're like, I just can't do the scene. And just, like, a random camera guy jumps in. It's like, wow. Wow, this guy just fucking doing my job better than me? Wow. Yeah, man.
Then you can do it, dogs. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
I guess that's true.
So I guess I should also bring up the fact that last week I didn't do a Photoshop for the podcast.
You didn't?
Nah. In order to save time and energy, I think I'm going to go back to using our picture. The one we used from the get-go.
Okay.
And then just using that. That way it just kind of saves a little time. Because the Photoshop edits sometimes take far too long. It's not even just the Photoshops, because they're, you know, shitty funny. They're funny because they're shitty, but they're mm-hmm. shitty because they're funny. But it takes a lot of time, too, to find the right picture and pick the right face and throw them in and then prepare all that. You know, it takes some time. It's if I can speed time. That process up.
I'm going to try to do one or two.
You should. You should try. Yeah. So anyways, so I have a gripe to talk to you about, dog.
All right.
I have a frustration I want to voice.
Okay.
I'm a little upset about this.
All right, go ahead.
So I'm going to omit some details to not incriminate the guilty.
Okay.
Okay. Cause you know who the fuck you are. I don't have to tell you who you are. You know. And you listen to this podcast, and you'll know why I know you listen to this podcast. But when you hear this story, you're going to know who I'm talking about. So, once upon a time, not giving you any discriminatory time frames, I was locked and loaded in a situation, dog. Right?
Mm-hmm.
She's getting crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Getting wild.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Animal noises coming out
right.
of rooms and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, she's getting freaky.
Mm-hmm.
Some adult situations are happening.
Right.
Right. Making bad choices.
That's right.
Making decisions.
That's right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
You just already know you're not pulling out.
It's some shit going down.
That's right.
All right. There's some shit going down.
Just going down.
There's noises. this fucking...
You just locked and loaded.
Yeah, it's like the Animal Planet or some shit is playing in on a loop in the back.
You just already know.
Do you know what I'm saying? Just craziness.
You just already know.
You just hear wood creaking and shit. You're like, why is wood fucking breaking and shit? What's going on right now?
You just hear springs in your mattress. You didn't even know we're there.
Yeah, man.
You're like, I thought this shit was memory foam. Yeah, it's going to remember tonight.
I'm going to have to like call for one of these mattresses they just shipped to your door and unspring themselves after this.
That's right.
Shit's going down, right?
Right.
All right. I'm pulling out moves and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here Ken Ryu combos and shit.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm throwing in the Akuma finishers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting in there, getting out.
That's right.
Doing the scorpion come over here shit. You know, doing like what I the wheelbarrow of death. You know what I'm saying? Just trying out some shit.
That's right.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Just getting that good out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Every once in a while, you got to pull out some stops. Holding people down. People are like, nah. You're like, come here and take this. You know what I'm saying? You got to go get crazy sometimes. I get crazy sometimes.
Is that right?
Yeah, every once in a while, you're like, no, come here. I'm going to show you what's up.
You they try to get away, you just got to
man. You're like, no,
come back.
No.
Get over here. That
too much pleasure bullshit. Get the fuck over here. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. But anyways, I don't want to get into details because I'm a fucking gentleman and shit. All
right.
I'm just saying.
Truly.
But anyways, so my gripe is this, okay? You know who you are, by the way. We will have a talk about this. When I be giving out that good, all right, and you be getting your little fucking situations going, all right, you get your situation, all right, and by situation I mean situations, all right. Don't come at me and ruin my shit because you want to have a little laughy laugh, okay? All right. I'm about to. Get some shit to it. I don't want to be too vulgar on this podcast. I'm about to put it down, dog. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, oh, shit. And then because I'm all about that pull-out game. You can't be fucking playing with God. Can't be playing with God. God always wins.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Can't be playing that game. So then I pull out. And I'm, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing. I'm not going to get too into it. All I'm saying is I got to pull out because, you know what I'm saying? I'm not playing with fire. You know what I'm saying? And then all I hear in the background is, oh, yeah, task that shit at me. That ruined my fucking orgasm. That fucking ruined it. Don't just sit here and be saying some dumb shit when I get one compared to the numerous situations I'm helping you out with. Don't ruin mine, all right? That ruined it, and that makes me so upset. That makes me so upset, dog. How you gonna be disrespectful like that? And then I knew it was for laughs because there was laughs involved. And I was like, how you gonna fuck my shit up? I'm over here beads, sweat shit, breaking a sweat, getting some work in, and I had to put in work, goddammit. I had to put in work. And I'm over here fucking drenched and shit, and then I'm just get ruined. My shit gets ruined because somebody has to throw a little joke out there. And you know why I know they listen to the podcast? Because that came from the podcast. Came from the toaster shootling bullshit came from the podcast. So I mean, somebody's listening, trying to make a little jokey joke, ruining my shit that I worked for. That's like I put 2 weeks to work at my fucking job, and then all of a sudden my boss is like, ha ha ha, here's a dollar, bitch. What the fuck? I'm not happy about this.
Fuck.
I'm just saying. I'm not very happy about this. So I'm going to remember this.
So.
And I'm going to remember this. And I'm gonna do something. I haven't figured out what yet.
So you had to shit on that person's coats. It's the only way to get back at them.
Something, dog. Something. It's going to be one of those situations where like that, you know. It's going to be like, oh, I'm about to finish. I'm like, ah, I got to go then. I'm sorry.
That's exactly what you got to do.
I got to go.
You got to be like, oh, yeah, you like that?
I got an
appointment. You like that? Oh, that's all
right. I'm like, oh, shit, I got a dentist cleaning right now. I got to go. Fuck, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you got to be like, oh, you like that? Well,
I'm just saying.
I like that your Uber's here. Leave.
I pre-ordered it for you.
It's taking you. Not here. I don't know where it's taking you, actually.
I'm just saying, man. I don't want to say any more details, but I'm not happy about this. Yeah. When you work so hard towards something, it's like God just took it from you.
See, it's a reverse. Right? See, it's a reverse with the Black Mystery Go Hair, because I'm like, look, I'm trying to explode this.
You're like, I'm trying to coach you.
No, I'm trying to put it deep inside.
You're like, I'm trying to make you fucking... Anyways, I'm going to leave it there. Fucking drowning, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Fucking, whichever way you go, you're drowning.
And then at the last minute, she's like, nope, just a joke. And then I'm like, oh no, it's on me.
You're like, I don't like it to ever touch me after no. It leaves my body.
It's like alien acid. It's burning. It's burning through me. Only you can contain it.
Only you can contain. That's disgusting. This was meant for you.
Yeah, man. It's like the aliens on Alien vs. Predator.
Alien versus... Oh, damn, that fucking mosquito right there is going to get at your face right there. See that big-ass mosquito? That's the size of your face.
Starship Troopers shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
This is meant for you. That's funny. There you go. Got it. You're like, I was baking this for you.
Oh, fuck. My balls back. The Easy Bake Oven's ready to go. That's the first shirt idea of the new year. Easy Bake Oven.
Easy Bake Oven. Wow.
Is ready.
It's got to be shaped like circular, though.
Yeah. The new Easy Bake Oven.
For men.
2020 design. Oh, fuck.
It's baking it for you.
Baking
That's
it
a
for
shirt
you.
Right there. I'm I was telling baking you, baking it for you. You. And then you got to draw like a little water squirt emoji.
Over the oven or right or around the oven door?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty good. I wonder if I can do that. Oh, like that one right there. See how that fire's on there?
Yeah, like a kiln.
Yeah, yeah.
Like where you put a pizza in it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, I was baking it for you.
That's pretty good.
All you could do is put that, you know, that little disrespectful little fuck who's like peeing on shit. You just see his ass and he's like peeing on stuff. He's like on the truck. He's like on a little truck. Uh-huh. You put him in front of that little kiln. It's baking it for you.
That is, I'm not gonna lie, I like that idea. We gotta go to the same place Mr. Girl made our shirts. Where'd you go to get our shirts done?
You like that one place next to the hookah bar?
Well, where'd you get them done at? Like you.
We'll figure it out off podcast. But anyways, that's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's all you get.
That was good.
That's all you get. That's, way to end. That's the end. That's where you're at.
Great.
Yeah, you don't get no
more.
Don't
get no more.
Ask Ruben for more. He's going to bake some more for you later.
I'll bake more.
Ruben's like, I'm baking some right now. I'm getting it ready. He's like, let me get some big.
After hour streaks. Midnight snack.
Right now, they just like a little gentle hum that the podcast isn't picking up. That's Ruben Nuts. Ruben Nuts just fucking... Just, you know what I'm saying? It's like one of those ice cream makers. It's just like spinning.
Gotta churn it. Gotta churn it first.
Yeah.
Gotta churn it for completion.
Churn it for completion. That's a podcast, too. Yeah, that chick's still making donuts in there. Look at her.
Yeah, she's in there.
Moving. It's moving. They got a bomb ass Oreo donut in there, by the way.
I want to try it, but like I said, she's Asian, so you know.
Hey man, I ate one the other day. You're good. But I can't eat like fucking really disgusting shit and not die, so.
Oh fuck. Yesterday I came back from dropping everybody off after the event, and I came back and I'm like, man, it smells in here. And I go, told everybody, I go, man, it smells like coronavirus and popcorn in here.
Wow. Coronavirus and popcorn. Jesus.
And if you're wondering, hey, well, what is that smell exactly? What does that smell like? It is going to be one of my candles.
Hey, you've been talking about your candles for a while, man. Yeah. Where are them candles
we're
at?
We're going to get those out by the end of the year.
I want some samples.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got the new line, the infectious disease. First one's coronavirus and popcorn. It smells like hospital. Exactly. You know, you already know what a hospital smells like.
You know what, man? So every time you tell me about these dumbass candle smells, I'm like, nobody would buy this shit. But you know what, man? Spencer's has made a career about selling dumb shit.
Exactly.
They could sell.
Right.
Yeah. You know, can you imagine giving a gag gift to somebody and be like, oh, here's a candle. And some chick's like, oh, my God, I love candles. And then she's like, looks at it. It's like, coronavirus. What the fuck? And then you just laugh and walk away.
Right. Coronavirus and popcorn. It smells like a hospital and popcorn.
You're like, it's literally the aisle right between the Harkins, the snack aisle. But then, like, you have to stand real close to the bathroom.
Yeah, there you go.
Right there. Just like that.
Right in there. That's what it smells like. Right in there.
How do they create smells for candles? How do you fill the fucking candle with the smell? That's Ruben's balls. Chill, man. You guys are like looking around like, what is that? It's Ruben's balls.
Yeah, I was going to say. Fuck. They are churning. No, I don't know how they smell. I don't know how they make the smells. That's what she was asking me, too. I was like, I'm not sure. Because I had another. What was that? I was going to say. The other one. Oh, I was like, 1940s polio.
Wow. That shit's dead, right? There's no more polio anymore.
No, it's still around. It's going to smell like wood. Wood and metal.
Wooden so metal.
1940s, son.
Oh, fuck. Anyways, bring back some samples.
All right, well.
I'll give them around.
HIV.
Oh, fuck all these candles, dog. Jeez, HIV. Ugh. Fuck all that noise.
But what does boogers smell like? You took it too far.
I'm sorry, HIV. HIV wasn't bad enough. Get the fuck out of here. HIV. One smell like and you're dead.
HIV could just smell like cotton. What do boogers smell like?
What the fuck's cotton smell like?
I don't know, like, it always smells like fresh scent. I hate that smell.
Oh, you're talking about like fresh linens.
Yeah, fresh linens.
No, if you open up a bag of cotton and smell that shit, it doesn't smell like anything.
Oh, it smells like outside.
We can get your nose checked. I'm the one that needs surgery and shit, but we need to get your nose checked.
When's your surgery?
They denied it. I need to fight with the fucking insurance plans. I'm like, look, bitch, I need you to pay for some shit, all right? I pay you insurance money every month.
I need to go deep sea fishing for at least 80 minutes.
That's the human record.
That's the longest record on the book says 185. I'm going to go 190. I don't give a fuck.
That's right.
It's going to be...
No, the podcast is about to end.
So, do you guys...
Podcast about to end.
As guys...
Every Thursday. What are we talking about?
Do you guys, as guys, share what you guys watch on porn?
Yeah, I tell everyone all the time. I saw this one chick that did this one thing, and I was like, whoa, how is that humanly possible?
Yeah, see, that's not...
All the way in there, huh?
Yeah, all the time.
And sometimes I'm like, wow, that girl's going to have a hard time walking the next day.
Yeah, I was like, hey, you remember that one time? Or I was like, hey, I saw this girl put a carrot up her... upper coochie.
You're like, that's it?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I saw yesterday.
Right.
And you're like, woof.
I was like, I saw an eggplant. I saw these two fucking in the coals.
That's you're into those really weird ones where you're like, oh, castles and coasters. I know that place.
Dude, that's the craziest one I've ever seen.
Because you know the place. Because
I know the place.
People fuck all over the place, though. You can pretty much just look anywhere around you right now and be like, people are fucking all these places.
Yeah, they do. We can attest to that. They certainly do.
Oh. There's a story there I don't want to get into.
Heathens. Filthy heathens. Not us. We're good Christian folk, you know.
Hey, man. Every once in a while, you got to get it in when you got to get it in. That's it. We'll all see right. You guys next week.
See you guys.